Blog Talk Radio.
Well, my baby gets impatient when I'm cooking up her favorite sauce. She always feels better after she gets a salad toss. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen, but my baby says I can cook for her anytime. She knows it takes a while to make a real tasty brew. She knows I like to take my time. That's what I need to do. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby say I can cook for her anytime.
Hello, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land, and welcome to the Chef Brett McKee Show, and this is Grillion Ideas, and he is now part of the Grillion Ideas Radio Network. We welcome you to the show, and Chef Brett, good morning and welcome to the show, and here we go. We're going to let you turn this thing over to you, and this is going to be your baby.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to be on there and an honor to be on with you, Frank. It's, we're going to talk a little bit about what my life is like now, and everything insanely good. I have been in the business I was a chef, either a cook in a restaurant or a chef in a restaurant for 41 years in New York, in St. Bart's, and in Charleston, South Carolina. And after 41 years, I decided to, back out a little bit. I have, I've got, between my girlfriend and I, we've got 6 children. I've got grandchildren. And in the 41 years, really to be successful as I was in the business, you have to give everything you got to be passionate about this business. And then you almost give up who you are. So now I have the perfect life. Now I continue to cook. I continue to create memories for people. But I bring my 41 years of culinary experience into your home. And that's what Insanely Good is all about.
And this radio show, by the way, will be insanely good, and it will be coming to you each week, and you'll be able to ask Chef Brett questions, and I'll bring that up right now. If you do want to ask Chef Brett a question during our broadcast today live, all you have to do is call the number, which is 714-242-5272, and if you got any questions about food, cooking, or heck, whatever you want to ask the chef, I guess he can answer it. And I just call that number, 714-242-5272, and I'm sure we'll have an insanely good time.
So what we're going to talk about is, in the upcoming shows, there are several things that we'll talk about what I do. I do corporate events for major corporations. I travel around, and I have a beautiful life doing this. I do big events at the Super Bowl, at the I'm getting ready right now to do events at the Masters, events at the Heritage, the U.S. Open, the PGA. So I'm fortunate enough to travel around the country and do that for big corporations. When I'm in Charleston, or even if it's funny the way I can use social networking, I can say, all right, this weekend I'm in the mood to go to New York. And I put a post, and if you guys want to follow me, there are several different ways. You can go to my personal Facebook page, which is Brett McKee, and try and get on there. It's filled up, but if you send me a little inbox message, I might bump someone in Indonesia off and let you come on. Or you can also follow me on my Chef Brett McKee Facebook page. This will let you know what city I'm going to be in. So let's just say I want to go up to New York. I say, all right, I'm going to be up in New York, and I call up my friend, let's say Justin Tupper. He's a professional golfer up there. He says, Brett, I'm going to book you for a party. And then I say, okay, who wants – he'll book Friday night, and I'll say, who wants Thursday and Saturday? And that's what we do. Now I come in, I do a cooking class, package to plate in your house, so I do a private dinner. But, again, I bring that celebrity chef culinary experience into your home. What's better than that? I want to go to Dallas, I say I'm going to Dallas. Someone's following me all over the country.
Yeah, you're a busy guy, as we can see on Facebook, and you're always on the go. And it's if you want to get in touch with Brett, you just look him up on his website. And you've also got the Insanely Good website that they can also go find out more about your products and Insanely Good.
Well, here's what we did. I never knew about that. Years ago, I had product, and I had it in retail stores. Going retail sometimes is a little bit expensive. So, my girlfriend, Kathy, introduced me into the web-based business. I'm very good at what I do, but me on computers and web-based business, I didn't understand it. So now we have an insanely good website, and it's www.shopinsanelygood.com. Now here, after 41 years, people all over the years have said, Brett, you need to, you know, sell that Tuscan rub that you made. You need to, you know, all of the spices and mixes that I have, oils, vinegars, you know, whether it be cutting boards, aprons, apparel. I have an entire insanely good line up there. We've got a delicious, I think last time I came on your show, Frank, we talked about the coffee, bacon, and maple rub. I think you might have tried some of that.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff. And, oh, my God, and that French toast stuff that you got is amazing.
So here's what we did. I did a lot of times I never thought that I would be almost like the pampered chef. So we started having the web-based business. People really, it's been very, very successful. People love the product line that we have. And I always ask people for suggestions. And, you know, so, and that's how we came up with the coffee, bacon, and maple. I asked Kathy, I said, you know, tell me some flavors that you like. She said, well, I like bacon, eggs, coffee, and pancakes. I said, all right, well, let's put all this stuff together. And out we came with the coffee, bacon, and maple. So I'm doing an event. And now people ask me to bring my product into their home, and they'll have 30, 40, 50 people over their house. And I do a cooking demonstration using each one of the products. And everyone gets in there. And then we set up shop, and my girl Heidi, she's in the back, and she does all my merchandising. So I do a cooking demonstration. Everybody learns how to cook. They have, you learn how to use the product, and then they get to sample it. So at the end of the party, I had the coffee, bacon, and maple pulled pork, which is absolutely delicious. And then the dessert I did was the French toast, using the French toast sugar. At the end of the party, there was a little piece of French toast. There was a little bit of that coffee, bacon, and maple pulled barbecue. And one guy came over and he said, hey, why don't you put that coffee, bacon, and maple pulled barbecue pork, put it on the French toast, and the heck with chicken and waffles. Now we've got a new, instead of chicken and waffles, we go with the insanely good coffee, bacon, and maple pulled pork over that French toast with a little French toast sugar on top and some maple syrup, rock star.
Well, I've had it, and I've tried it on all kinds of things, from chicken to turkey to pork butt, and everything I've tried it on, it's fantastic. And by the way, too, some of your other products, like your T-shirts and the that thing you've got where you zip up and keep your food nice and warm or cool,
oh,
that's one of
the
best things ever.
The insulated tote, you know, that's great. A lot of people go to parties, and, you know, it's a especially the double-decker one, it's a two-compartment insulated tote time of year as people start to go to the beach. You know, and I came up with that two-compartment because, you know, I've got a lot of kids. We go to the beach, and you pack a cooler, and then you've got ice in it. So you've got your cold product, whether it be your soft drinks, your water, your beer, whatever you want to take to the beach. And then you've got your sandwiches or snacks. And by the end of the, you know, two hours into the beach, the ice is melting, and whatever you have in those bags for your food product is getting soggy. So now you have the two layers. You can keep all of your cold product in the bottom with your ice and zip that up. And then right on top, you can keep all your dry product. You're perfect there. You go to supper club. You can put, you know, little lasagna pans right in there and take that around with you. So, again, it's an insanely good product.
And what did you say the website is?
The website is www.shopinsanelygood.com. Now, have you checked out the knives?
Oh, those knives are amazing.
I mean, where else can you get a custom-designed, handcrafted knife with turquoise handle, the turquoise and black? Again, we got this idea from Insanely Good when I was down on vacation in St. Bart's. So, you know, what I call, when you see on the insulated bag, and all of my colors are black and St. Bart's blue. So here you have this beautiful turquoise-handled knife. And Quentin Middleton is I think he's one of the best bladesmiths in the country. So he'll custom design, and, you know, what we've got right now, we've got the chef's knife, the boning knife, the paring knife, steak knife set, the perfect wedding gift, and oyster knives. And they're all custom designed. You know, you can call in or you can go to the site, and we'll talk about some specifications, and the knife is custom designed for you. And that's that's about a week to 2 week lead time because we're so busy on those knives right now. But they are beautiful. If you've never owned a custom knife, it's the best knife you're ever going to get.
And like you said in our, I think our previous show, when you were on my show, you talked about that a knife can become an heirloom for families from passing from one generation to the other.
Well, I mean, that's all the products that we're doing. You know, there's a lot of people. I get that. You know, we found these. I was lucky. I found this one log, and it was in the shape of a heart. So then all of a sudden, you know, Chef Brett turns into Chef Brett the wood turner. So we turn these things into, you know, heart-shaped charcuterie boards. And there again, it's a one-of-a-kind item. And that's what, with all of this insanely good product, it's not stuff you're going to find in a lower-end store. These are beautiful cutting boards. These are beautiful knives. These are great aprons, T-shirts, you know, bowls. There we might find the perfect piece of, you know, sycamore. And I have wood turners that will turn it into a handcrafted bowl. And sometimes, you know, when you find little imperfections in the bowl, what we'll do is we'll take some liquid turquoise or liquid gold and make these one-of-a-kind bowls that are heirloom products that you pass down. You know, they're not something that you get and, you know, a year later you say, all right, I'm going to throw this crap away.
Well, it's very well-made products, and you can actually, you know, go and look on his website, click on it. I got a link here on the show, too, that all you do is click and go check out his products and buy some of the products. And, Chef Key, what I want to ask you was, you mentioned that on your services you can probably take care of 600 to 600 people. And tell us why. Why do you think it's best for people to choose someone like yourself and do services like yours versus going to a restaurant?
You know, here's what it is. You know, and I really got the feel of what I do when I went up to New York one time. I never understood the esteem in which people hold me. And people would come into my restaurants and they would really have a good time, but they really wanted to see Chef Brett. So I would come out, I would flock through the restaurant, and then it just got a little hectic. Now, I went up to New York and we had a bunch of people up there, 12 people in a very beautiful apartment up in New York with a very small kitchen. And I said, man, I'm just going to take on a challenge. So I go up there and there's one pot, one pan, 12 dishes, not 12 dishes per course, but we still had 12 people in this little galley kitchen and we had fun. So yes, I'll come to your house and I'm going to teach you how to cook and we're going to have, you know, food and wine pairings. And this is a great thing. When I come in there, I not only do the food, I show you how to prepare it. So we had these 12 people. We prepared 5 courses in this tiny kitchen, and what we had is we had fun. Now, they live right across the street from Smith and Walensky, so these 12 people are sitting at a table. We've had all the fun. We've prepared the 5 courses, and now we serve. And I said to them, I said, yes, you flew me up here, and you're paying me for this dinner. Had you gone across the street with these 12 people to Smith and Walensky's, you, or any busy restaurant, forget about Smith and Walensky's, it could be any restaurant. You go in with a group of 12 people trying to have an intimate business meeting. You might be in sales and trying to have another business meeting. You might be with family or friends and you really want to connect. Well, 12 people are going to go into and sit in the bar area because I was in the business for 41 years and this is how it works. And they're going to hit you up with hors d'oeuvres and cocktails and bottles of wine or scotch, and you're going to have a pretty hefty bar bill. Then they're going to take you up to a 12-top table in a noisy restaurant. And you'll have a great time. But if I ask you a year later, who was at that table with you, you're not going to know. Because one person sitting on one side of the table in a busy, noisy restaurant will not see the other person sitting at the opposite end of the table. I come into your home. I bring very, very, very good, better than you can get in most restaurants, food into your home. We just have an intimate setting. So what I am is not only a chef, I'm a purveyor of memories. We have such a great time that if I ask you 10 years later who was at that dinner, you're going to remember every person who was at that dinner. That's what I create. It's an insanely good time.
Now I ask you something.
Again,
I don't know if you know this, but I noticed on Facebook you've sort of become like the – I call you the Tony Robbins of chefs. You've become this motivational guy that everyone's looking at all your little sayings and all your little quotations. How did you turn into Tony Robbins?
You know, it's I have failed at several things in life, at many things in life, and I think that's how you become successful. You fail. I have, fortunately, I'm very friendly, but I failed in 2 marriages. I have a great relationship with them, and I have a beautiful girlfriend now. I have sometimes failed in business, and because of failing in business, I have made my next business better. And I always have these thoughts, and I just started putting them on Facebook. You know, even with parenting. It's funny, I'm doing this radio show, and I'm going to have my own radio show, and someone calls me up yesterday and wants me to do a parenting radio show next week because of my post. And all I do is I talk about my life experiences. And I might have, I always, in my stressful life, I would just get up out of bed and run. And now I said, okay, every morning or every evening, I'm going to think of something that is going on in my head, and I'm going to write a blog about it. And so, yes, I've become the Dear Ann Landers of culinary. And it's interesting that I have a lot of people who will read my posts and inbox me and say, Brett, can I pay you to be my life coach? But I talk about my experiences. I talk about my experience as a single father. I talk about experiences, you know, yesterday's post was about punctuality. You know, it was a very long post. I don't know if you read my blog, the one that talked about what I gave up for 41 years and the life of a chef, but people find them interesting. So if that's a new hat that I wear, it's great. And I think that it's, for me to be this punk kid that grew up in very tough neighborhoods in Brooklyn and Long Island, and I was a very bad boy and a very bad young man. And now it's funny, maybe some of the people that used to try and prosecute me 25 to 30 years ago are now politicians that, you know, when they need some votes, they call me up and say, hey, Brett, can you help out here? So my life has been very colorful and very entertaining. And now if I'm able to share my thoughts and people really find wisdom in it, I'm like, okay, great, this is cool. No one has to pay me for it. I share these thoughts freely.
Well, I noticed in your personal interest.
It's pretty cool.
It's when your personal interest page on your Facebook, it says, when Chef Brett isn't whipping up his latest culinary delight, he enjoys downtime with his family, canine companion, Pilates, and the art of tattooing. And, of course, everyone notices your tattoos, and also even your logo has your face with the tattoo on it. So how many tattoos do you have?
How many tattoos? It's probably, you know, over 60 hours. You know, both sleeves are done, the back is done, the neck is done. You know, it's funny. I was a history major in college, and I had, you know, gotten into law school, but instead I went on a three-week vacation to St. Bart's, and the girls doing cartwheels on the beach, I never came back, and we just continued on the culinary. So, but years ago, growing up in New York, there was back with this family history, every one of my tattoos has a meaning. And years ago, my mother hired this woman. We lived in a neighborhood in New York that had a lot of people from the UN. And there was this woman who would come into your house, listen to your family history, and make this piece of art. And you look at it from far away, and it looks like, God, that's an interesting painting. And as you get close up, it's generations of history incorporated into this crazy piece of art. So what I've done is I've made my own. Instead of putting it on canvas, I put it on my body. So there's tattoos of my daughter. There's tattoos of my name. You know, what we'll do is, as a lead into one show, I'll take some pictures of my upper torso. You can say, hey, the next show is going to talk about Brett's tattoos. And we'll show you all the pictures of Brett's tattoos. I think if you go on my one website, the www.insanelygoodchefbrettmckee.com, there's a bunch of pictures that have my tattoos on there. But yeah, you know, it's my tattoo artist, Jason Eisenberg at Holy City Collective. He's a good friend of mine, and I think sometimes the only way in my busy life that I get to connect with Jason is to go through a little pain therapy.
Anybody who's out there listening right now, I don't know if everybody's shy or what, but if you want to call and ask Chef Brett any questions, you can call the number 714-242-5272. It's a Thursday morning, and sometimes it's tough to get people there at work and all to call in. A lot of folks out there might be a little nervous, but call in. He won't bite, and I certainly don't either. The number is 714-242-5272. So, Chef Brett, where do you see taking this show from here? What are your plans in the future of taking your own radio show? Do you have some ideas of what you like to do with it?
Well, you know, here's what I want to talk about. I mean, you know, Insanely Good encompasses everything. So every week I'm going to encourage the people call in. I'm going to talk to you about, really, we'll break down the private cooking classes in the home. We'll break down the events that we do. We're going to break down, you know, there will be some times that we'll talk about, you know, what do I like to grill with, okay? It's funny, people in my neighborhood will always come to see what Brett McKee's cooking with, and everyone has, you'll find chefs, and I'm sure you're one of them. You have this big, elaborate grill, and they're gas-driven, and they're big, and they're all this stuff. Me, you know what I have? I have two grills. What? One is a $49 portable grill that I use charcoal and wood. I grew up in, little poor neighborhoods in New York, and I remember the smell of the charcoal, and I get better flavor. And then I have a big grill, but again, it's charcoal-driven. I don't like gas. I like the flavors of charcoal. I can use hickory. I can use apple. I can use oak. I can use mesquite. But I use different woods and charcoal, and I get delicious flavor. And the smell in my yard is so freaking good. And it's funny. People said, Brett, what the heck are you doing with that cheap-ass little grill outside? So I cook for flavor. I don't cook that I got to have big, fancy, gas-driven things. So, I mean, we can talk about that. We can talk about, how I prepare food. What I'd like, if anybody does want to come in, every season I start off with new product line. So you can go to the www.shopandsavinggood.com and look at the product we have there. And then you can call in and tell me what new products you'd like to see. So what we're going to do is, you follow me a lot, so you see that I'm very healthy and nutritional conscious. So I started figuring out how to powder a lot of products. So I have just come up with powdered cucumber, and I have powdered cilantro, I have powdered tomato, powdered lemon, powdered orange. So what we're doing is I'm going to come up with an entire spring line. Most of the product I have now is meat-driven. The Tuscan rub, the coffee, bacon, and maple, those are good meat-driven. Now what we're coming out this time of year with seafood, vegetable, and chicken seasonings. So there might be something that is a ginger, lime, cilantro, cucumber seasoning with garlic and onion and all this stuff. So these are actually tomorrow. The product came in. I'm going to start experimenting with some things. So if people want to call in and say, Brett, I need a blackening spice. Or, Brett, how about something with lemon, garlic, and tomato. Give me some ideas. What I like is I like feedback from people. We're going to come out with a lemon oil. I'm going to come out with a blood orange oil. So this time of year, I'm looking for suggestions. Tell me some flavors that you like. Call it in, and I'll make some of these seasonings, and then you'll be able to, instead of you having to go to the store and find out, hey, how do I crystallize and powder cucumber? But you don't have to do it. I'll put a whole balance together of ginger, lime, cucumber, garlic, onion, and give you the perfect seasoning so that all you have to do is buy the insanely good product and you don't have to worry about where you're going to find all this stuff and the proportions to do. So that's some of the shows that we'll talk. People just call in and give me some suggestions.
Well, I have one other question for you, and because we're going to be running short on time here, is it may be an obvious question, but then again, it may not be. The products are called Insanely Good. Is there a story behind why you chose Insanely Good?
Okay. I had a girl, her name is Nancy Davidson. She's a freelance writer for the New York Times and New York Post. Years ago, I did a private dinner for 40 people on the Statue of Liberty. 10,000 people came off, and we went on, and we did a six-course meal under the Liberty flag with no kitchen, two little burners, and a hot box filled with Sterno. And we executed it perfectly. And Nancy came along to photograph it. And then for years, she and I have talked about doing a book about my life, the road that I traveled, the ups and downs, the roller coaster ride, from the endearing to the insane. And so, my girlfriend Kathy and I, we went down to St. Bart's, and we were trying to think of a book cover. So what I did is I asked 10 people from each decade who knew me, from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and I asked them to describe me in 10 words. And we got all the words back. And then what we did is we kind of made an image of my face out of the words. And then we were thinking about it, we wanted to come out with the whole product line, and I said, okay, that's not going to shrink down to a label on a bottle. And we couldn't figure it out, so we just said, all right, to hell with it. We're going to the beach. We're in St. Bart's. We're going to the beach. Just put it on the table. There was the big picture with all the words. Getting frustrated, went to the beach, had a beautiful time. If you've never been to St. Bart's, that might be one show. I'll tell you about what it's like to live in St. Bart's for 3 years. So we come back in the room. I'm outside, rinsing off in the shower, getting something to eat ready. And Kathy comes out and says, okay, I've got it. Across my lips, the top lip is insane, the bottom lip is good. These are words that people put. I said, damn, there's the company, insanely good. I know that I'm insanely good. I hope that everybody out there thinks that they're insanely good. It's even with the T-shirts. You know, you can customize a T-shirt for you. It says insanely good. Tell me what you're insanely good at. Are you an insanely good lover? You're an insanely good chef? Insanely good mom? Insanely good teacher? And we'll customize your shirts for you. You have an insanely good baseball team? Tell me the name, and we'll give your whole team T-shirts. You know, so that's how it came about. And then, really, if you look at my logo, the what's on my forehead, those are the tattoos on my back. Some of them. Those are the Celtic knots, and there's a Celtic tree of life that's on my elbow. So we incorporate some of the tattoos into the logo. I was born in October, so I'm a Libra. So in my chin and the beard are the Libra sign. So the logo turned into, instead of being the words, the company turned into an inspiration from the words that people describe me with. I'm glad that they thought I was insanely good. That's cool. You know, or they thought I was insane and good. Some people thought I was insane. Some people thought I was good. So it's a nice balance in there.
Well, the nice thing is you're now going to have an insanely good radio show, I can tell. And everybody who's listening, I know that you're excited about hearing more about Brett and his insanely good products, his insanely good stories, and his insanely good radio show. And everybody, you know, come back and listen each and every week to what Brett has to say and go to his Facebook page and see his motivational quotations and things he talks about and look at his products, and also check him out and hire him as a private chef for any outing that you're looking for, whether it be 6 or 600. And Brett, we welcome you to the Grand Ideas Radio Network. And you got anything last thing to say before we end this to the audience? It's all yours.
Tune for when we're doing the shows. If anybody needs to get in touch with me, my personal email is chefbrett4@yahoo.com. My phone number, here, give it out to the world. 843-814-0167. You can go to Facebook, look at me at Brett McKee or at Chef Brett McKee. You can look for me on Twitter, on Pinterest, on Instagram. It's all over the place. I'm easily accessible. You can reach me from 6 a.m. to midnight. Other than that, I do sleep a couple of hours. But, you know, come. You'll meet my family. You'll meet my children. You'll meet my girlfriend. You'll meet everybody in my life. I don't hide anything. I share everything. It's all insanely good.
Well, my baby gets impatient when I'm cooking up her favorite sauce. She always feels better after she gets a salad toss. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen, but my baby say I can cook for her anytime. She knows it takes a while to make a real tasty brew. She knows I like to take my time. That's what I need to do. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Eat real early. She gets too hungry if it's later, but she always feels better after I spread that sauce on her potatoes. Now, now, her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Her daddy never ever seemed to have a single thing to say. His daughter likes my cooking, so I come on in that kitchen every day. Mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby say I can cook for her anytime. Cooking up her favorite sauce, but she always feels better after getting her salad tossed. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby said I can cook for her anytime. Her mama don't like it when I'm messing around in the kitchen. My baby say I can cook for her anytime.